Star Walker Studios presents Game Master's Journey, a podcast all about tabletop role-playing games from the perspective of the captain's chair. Greetings, gamer, and welcome to Game Master's Journey, a podcast all about tabletop role-playing games from the perspective of the captain's chair. I'm your host, Lex Starwalker. Today, I will give an introduction, a prelude, if you will, to the show. So join me on the journey. Together, we can become game masters truly worthy of the title. Hello, listener and fellow game master and or player. Welcome to the first episode of Game Master's Journey, the newest podcast from Starwalker Studios. I'm Lex Starwalker, your host, and I am transmitting this message from the Obsidian Monolith somewhere outside time and space. What is the Obsidian Monolith, you ask? Well, that's complicated. I don't have time to go into it today, but perhaps in a future episode. No spoilers! So I thought I would start off by telling you what exactly this podcast is. What is this podcast? So for those of you who are familiar with Starwalker Studios, this is a continuation of a very successful podcast I've done called GM Intrusions. This is a continuation of that podcast. This is an evolution of that podcast. I did GM Intrusions for about a year and a half, and that was a podcast focused just on the Cypher System role-playing games. It started out being pretty much about Numenera, and then I brought in The Strange, and then towards the end of the show, brought in some third-party Cypher System stuff. But it was a Cypher System podcast. However, in that podcast, you know, it was very much, I guess, from the game master's perspective. I tend to GM games far more than I play them. And so that's just kind of where I'm looking at things from. My perspective, I guess you would say, is as a GM usually. And also, you know, when you're talking about a role-playing game, you know, how much is there really to say from the player's perspective? I mean, there's stuff you can say, obviously, but there's a lot more to being a GM than there is to being a player. So I think it's only natural if you're going to have a podcast talking about a role-playing game that you're going to end up talking a lot about GM stuff, because there's just so much more to talk about. There's no reason that a player can't enjoy and learn from a conversation of GMs, right? And I think that most players, or I would hope that most players, eventually try out the captain's chair and try running their own game. And so if you're just a player and you never GM, this podcast is still for you, because you may GM one day. And even if you never do, you'll still learn a lot that you can apply to being a player. So like I said, I've been doing GM Intrusions for quite a while, over 80 episodes. And as time goes on with that show, I find myself more and more wanting to talk about other games. I mean, I know a lot of gamers, and there are very few of them that only play one game. In fact, I have a hard time thinking of one gamer I know that only plays one game, right? You know, most gamers play a variety of games and play a variety of role-playing games, not just, you know, different types of games. Also, I realized that a lot of the topics that I covered in GM Intrusions really could and would apply to all role-playing games. Topics like how to be a better GM, how to put together adventures and campaigns, how to give your players an excellent role-playing experience, how to prepare for and run adventures, and how to get the most out of your RPG of choice, whether you're a game master or a player. So as time went on, I began to find the format of GM Intrusions more and more limiting. There are just so many topics that I wanted to discuss, but I was reluctant to do so because they weren't specifically relevant to the Cypher System. And I myself listen to a lot of podcasts, and I personally find it very annoying when I'm listening to a podcast and they start going on at length about things that have nothing to do with the podcast. Some people like that. I don't like that. And I don't want to make podcasts that are like that. I like my podcast to be very focused on whatever that particular show is about. And I try not to deviate too much from that. So part of this was kind of my evolution as a gamer, which I will talk about more in episode 2. But in a nutshell, I took a couple years off of gaming where I didn't play tabletop RPGs at all. And when I came back because of Numenera. This new game had come out. I was really excited about it. I really wanted to run it. I really wanted to play it. And so for about a year, I was very content just to run and play Numenera. But after that, I started to want more. I mean, it's like if you eat the same flavor of ice cream every day for a year, you're going to be ready for a different flavor of ice cream, right? So I started looking into other games and experimenting with other games. And I found some that I liked and I found some that I didn't like so much. And so one game that I found that I really enjoy that I haven't gotten to play or run as nearly as much as I'd like to is Star Wars Edge of the Empire by Fantasy Flight Games. And also now Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition. So I actually for a while thought about doing a Star Wars RPG podcast. And I thought about doing a D&D 5th Edition podcast. But then I started thinking about it and I'm like, okay, so every week I'm going to do a Cypher System podcast and a Star Wars podcast and a D&D podcast. And it's, you know, as all of these shows go on longer and longer, it's going to be harder and harder to come up with different material for all three of them and not have them overlap. And, you know, I quickly realized that if I do a podcast for every game I love, it will eventually get ridiculous because presumably in the future I'm going to find more RPGs that I like, right? So I came up with this, what I think is a brilliant idea. You know, one podcast to rule them all, you know? It's like, instead of making 5 different RPG podcasts, why not just make one? So that's what I decided to do. Also, I am having a go at being a professional podcaster. This is what I do. This is what I do full time. And just from a kind of production and business point of view, it makes a lot more sense to have one show with this potentially huge audience spanning fans of all these different games, as opposed to having a bunch of other shows that have much smaller potential audiences. And you know, from just a production time perspective, trying to do 5 RPG podcasts on top of all the other podcasts I do would be pretty much impossible. So this just, the more I thought about it, this seemed like a really great idea. So like I said, this is a continuation of GM Intrusions. So if you are a listener of GM Intrusions, you can just consider this season 3 of GM Intrusions, in which I start to branch out and talk about more than just the Cypher System. And I'm sure I will still be talking about the Cypher System. I still really like Numenera a lot. And I'm sure that when I need examples, I'll be using Numenera fairly often. But I'm also going to start talking about other games too. And I'm going to talk about role-playing games from a broader perspective. And a lot of the material on this show will be kind of aimed at GMs, you know, how to improve your craft as a GM, things like that. But this podcast is going to be just as valuable to players. Now, of course, by necessity, when I talk about various things, a lot of times I'm going to have to use a specific RPG as an example of what I'm discussing. And this is just for efficiency of communication. But, you know, remember, even if I'm using a specific RPG as an example of what I'm talking about, what I'm discussing can most likely be applied to any RPG that you're playing or running. Now, of course, I will naturally discuss whatever RPGs I'm playing at the time, and this will change over time, I'm sure, as the games I'm playing change. I am someone who is very easily bored. I'm also someone who tends to really focus on something. I have this weird thing where I will get really into something, like a game, for instance, and I will really focus on that game and be all about that game for a while until I've kind of had my fill of it, and then I'm ready to go on to something else. So that will actually, I think, work really well with the show, because in any given like series of episodes, I might be more focused on, you know, one or two or three games. But over the course and life of the show, I'll cover probably a lot of different games. So, for example, right now, I'm playing and running Numenera. I'm running The Strange. I'm very soon going to be running D&D 5th Edition. I'm hoping to play some D&D 5th Edition. I've recently run some Star Wars Edge of the Empire, and I would like to play and run more of that as well, and maybe some Fate, too. So those are the games kind of on my game dance card right now. But like I said, you know, some of those may fall away over time, and I'm sure others will be added. I've also found that almost every game I've looked at or played or run has at least some gems in it. So even if I'm talking about a game that you have zero interest in, you know, let's say I'm talking about D&D 5th Edition and you, for whatever reason, want nothing to do with D&D 5th Edition, that doesn't mean that that conversation is meaningless to you. You may still learn of some cool mechanic or idea that you can take from that game that you aren't interested in and apply to a game you are interested in. So here are a few examples of kind of what I'm talking about here, little mechanics or ideas from specific games that I really like and will probably use some version of in almost any game that I run, if I can and if it fits the game. So from Numenera, you have GM Intrusions, which is kind of similar to a Compel in Fate, only it's a lot less limited than a Compel in Fate. A GM Intrusion in Numenera, the GM can do whatever he or she wants. You don't have to justify it. Unlike a Compel, you don't have to tie it to something in the game. Anything that comes to mind that you think would make the story more interesting, you can do as a GM Intrusion. And the way it works is you offer the player XP, and they can either accept your intrusion and they receive XP for that, or they can spend some of their XP to reject the intrusion. And it's a really great mechanic, because in a game like, say, Dungeons and Dragons, where you don't have this mechanic, something like, for instance, the PCs getting captured can be really, really difficult to pull off as a GM or a DM in this case, or even impossible. And even if you do manage to pull it off, it's going to take some finagling, and it could result in some resentment from your players, depending on, you know, how much they trust you as GM. But what's nice about the GM intrusion is there's a mechanic, a way that you can do this, but the players have to give you permission by accepting it. But then they're getting a reward in the form of XP. And in over a year of running Numenera, I've only maybe once or twice had a player reject a GM intrusion, because the players that I've run for see it as, you know, Lex has something crazy he wants to do. It may make life rough for my character for a while, but it's going to make the story more interesting. It's going to be fun. And they're on board. Another such mechanic from Numenera is the fact that the players make all the rolls. The GM doesn't roll at all. If you've never played a game like that, that may sound weird to you. And it did to me at first, too. I was not sold on it until I actually tried it. But after playing a game like that, it's very hard for me to go into a game like, say, D&D, where I have to do all these rolls and all these calculations all the time. And right away, I'm trying to think of ways to have the players make all the rolls in D&D, which in D&D, at least, is really easy to do. So speaking of D&D, from D&D 5th Edition, two mechanics that I really like from that are legendary and lair powers, which is a great idea that I would probably try to apply to just about any game I was running. So in D&D, you have certain creatures that are designated legendary. In addition to their normal things that all creatures can do and their normal actions they can take, they have legendary powers that they actually take during a PC's turn. And those can be really cool. And then they also have lair powers, which are legendary powers that they can only use when they're in their own lair. So an example of that would be like a red dragon being able to have like lava erupt in his lair and cause damage to the PCs, that kind of thing. So that's a really cool thing. And then from Dungeon World, which I've actually never played Dungeon World, I've never even read a Dungeon World book, but I've read some blog posts and talked to some people about the Dungeon World concept of fronts, which fronts is nothing new. It's something that you probably, if you're a GM and you make your own adventures, you've been doing this already for a long time. But it just conceptualizes it in a really good way and explains it in a way that's really easy to understand and apply. And the idea is just basically that you set up these fronts. And actually, I'm not a huge fan of the terminology they use for these things. I feel like they're trying too hard to come up with unique terms as opposed to just using better descriptive terms of what the thing actually is. But basically, you set up these fronts, which is something that's happening in the world that, if left unchecked, is going to result in changes in the world that the players are not going to see as good things. And you have, you know, a few of these going on. And the idea is that at any one time, the players can deal with maybe one of these fronts or a couple of them, but they can't deal with all of them. And so then you have ideas for each front as far as, well, if this isn't dealt with, what's going to happen? And so as the PCs are dealing with one thing, these other fronts are developing and becoming worse. And it just gives the world this kind of three-dimensional feel where not everything is revolving around the PCs and the world is changing around them based partly on what they're doing and also based on what they're not doing. And then another example is the declaration of story elements from Fate, where you can spend a Fate point and declare something in the story. And that's a mechanic I really like, too. So again, you know, anything I'm discussing as far as a game, just because it's a game you don't like or you think you don't like, you know, don't stop listening. Don't close your ears because you might find one of these little gems. And most likely I will be talking about what I consider to be the little gems in that particular game. So, you know, maybe you'll agree with me on one of them. And speaking of which, you don't always have to agree with me. Just because I don't like a game doesn't mean you can't like it. And just because I don't like a game doesn't mean that it doesn't have anything worthwhile to offer. But, you know, in fairness, don't expect me to talk too much about games I don't like. I prefer to discuss things I do like and, you know, be positive, as opposed to talking about things that I don't like and being negative. So, for example, I'm not a huge fan of Fate. I still need to actually play it or run it. I haven't actually played or run a Fate game, but I've read about it a lot. I've studied it a lot. I've, you know, read lots of forums and discussions about it. And I'm pretty sure I'm not going to like it. I'm pretty sure it's not for me. However, that said, there are some really cool elements to Fate that I like and that I can take away from it. And like, for instance, the declaration of a story element that I just mentioned that I can take from Fate and use in other games. Now, if there is a game that you like that you haven't heard me mention or you know I haven't tried, feel free to suggest it to me. However, please realize I'm not made of money. So unless a listener or the publisher sends me a copy of said game, I can't buy and try every game out there. My budget is limited, and so naturally, I am going to focus on the games I'm most interested in. I also only have a limited amount of time to play, run, and prepare for games. So again, you know, I'd prefer to spend most or even all of that time with games that I actually like. So I guess what I'm saying is if you suggest a game and I don't try it, don't take it personally. If you send me the game and I still don't try it, don't take it personally. Now, if you are a listener or were a listener of GM Intrusions, like I said, you can consider this podcast a continuation of that show. This is effectively season 3 of GM Intrusions. However, because of this new format, I thought it was best to begin a quote-unquote new show with a new name and a new feed and with a name that's more descriptive of what this show is now about, because I want new listeners to be able to find the show. And if I'm some person that's never listened to GM Intrusions looking on iTunes or Google for a podcast, and I see a podcast called GM Intrusions, and I've never played a Cypher game, I probably have no idea what a GM Intrusion is. And, you know, most people don't have any idea what a GM Intrusion is, I think. So it's not a great title for a podcast that's for people that play all role-playing games. Everybody knows what a Game Master is. If you play RPGs, you know what a Game Master is. Even if your game of choice calls it a Storyteller or a Dungeon Master or a Referee or something else. Also, I think it would be very confusing for a new listener to the show to come to the show and have 80 some episodes in the beginning that are all focused on the Cypher system before the show branches out into other games. So if you're new to the show and you're new to my podcast and you haven't listened to GM Intrusions, then you can go check that show out if you're interested at starwalkerstudios.com. Again, it's focused on Cypher system games, mainly Numenera and Strange, but there's a lot of good stuff in there for players and GMs of any game. Now, I am planning to revisit some of the topics I discussed in early episodes of GM Intrusions. And I'm not just going to say the same thing over. I'm going to cover them from a more general point of view so that they can be more easily applied to all games, which brings me to another aspect of the format of this show. I'm going to start out shooting for about 30-minute episodes. GM Intrusions was a lot longer, and that was not necessarily an asset for a lot of reasons. And what I'm going to try to do is, GM Intrusions, I often tried to be kind of creative with the titles of the episodes and tried to be entertaining. But with this show, I'm going to focus more on making the titles descriptive of what the main topic of that episode is. The GM Intrusions episodes were an hour long. Many of them were quite a bit longer than an hour long. And each episode covered a variety of topics. And one thing that I've heard from more than one listener is that these two things made it really difficult for listeners to find a specific topic later. So I had one gentleman tell me that he often listened to the store while he was driving, and I would be talking about, some aspect of GMing or whatever, and I would say something or get onto a topic that he was really interested in. And he really wished that he could take notes, but because he was driving, he couldn't. And, maybe on his drive, he'd listen to a few episodes or whatever before he got a chance to sit down and take some notes. And then he found it very difficult to, A, find which episode that was in, and then, B, find that particular part of the episode in, like, over an hour of content with all these different topics. So that was something, when I started hearing that from people, I really wanted to do something about it, but I was already kind of locked into the format of GM Intrusions, which were these hour-long episodes with all these different topics, and I didn't feel like I could just, change gears in the middle of the show like that. So what this show is going to be, at least to start, is it's going to be 30-minute episodes, and it's going to be focused on one topic with a descriptive title that will hopefully make it much easier for you to search through the episodes on the website or in your podcast app to find the one about the topic that you want to listen to. I'm even thinking about maybe making like an index of the topics on the site. So if that's something you're interested in, shoot me an email and let me know. You can reach me at gamemastersjourney@gmail.com. Also, I did a series of supplemental episodes to GM Intrusions called The Obsidian Monolith. In these episodes, I discussed creating a Numenera campaign from scratch. And the idea of this is I had a lot of people asking me, how do you create an adventure? How do you chain adventures together into a campaign? How do you get players from Adventure 1 to Adventure 2 and things like that? And so, that's such a huge topic that I thought that the best way to really do it justice is to do a series of episodes where I actually create a campaign and kind of walk you through my process. So I have not actually finished that series of episodes. And part of the reason is I'm actually running this campaign. So I'm kind of, creating it as I go. So, I'm having to keep pace with the actual campaign I'm running with the production of the Obsidian Monolith episodes. So it occurred to me that this topic is extremely relevant to what I want to do with this podcast. Now, obviously, if I'm going to talk about creating a campaign, I need an example. And to avoid confusion, it's best if I have one specific example that I use the whole time, which means by necessity, it has to be a specific game that I'm talking about. And Numenera is a great choice for this because it's not going to be weighed down too much or even at all by mechanics. So I can just focus on topics that are going to be relevant to all games and creating a campaign in any game, even though I'm using Numenera as an example. So because of this, I've decided that I'm going to continue the Obsidian Monolith episodes in this stream, in this podcast. And that for new listeners, I want to make it easy for them to kind of get caught up on that. So I'm also going to be including the Obsidian Monolith episodes I've already done in this stream. So if you've already heard those particular ones, you know, feel free to skip them, obviously. But I do want to include them for new listeners so they don't have to go over to the GM Intrusions feed and subscribe to that and get episodes from there to know what I'm talking about in the Obsidian Monolith. But all my shows are at starwalkerstudios.com. And also, you probably noticed, the Obsidian Monolith is kind of the mascot of this show. I am on the Obsidian Monolith right now. I am speaking to you from the Obsidian Monolith. The Obsidian Monolith is on the album art for the show. And we'll talk more about that later. I'm running a little long. I still got a couple things to go through. So also, like GM Intrusions, I hope with this show to build a community of players and GMs around the podcast. So I really want to hear from you. Don't be shy. Feel free to send me emails at gamemastersjourney@gmail.com. You can send me tweets at Lex Starwalker. You can message me on Google+. Just search for Lex Starwalker. You can send me voicemails, 626-LEX-GMI-1, and I'll probably get a new voicemail for this show, but we'll see. But for now, you can use that one. And feel free to ask me questions, suggest topics for the show, suggest games that you think I'd enjoy that I should check out. Give your thoughts about topics I've talked about. And also, like GM Intrusions, I will often have guests on the show on a fairly regular basis, other GMs and players from the community that have interesting things to say that I think will benefit you. So yeah, that's pretty much what Game Master's Journey is going to be all about. I hope that if you're a GM Intrusions listener, that you'll stay with the show, and I hope that you enjoy the new format and that you're happy to kind of expand your horizons and open your mind to some other games. And if you're a new listener, I hope that you'll give this show a shot. Probably will be episode 3 before I get into kind of like what an average episode will be like. So obviously this episode was just kind of what you can expect from the show. Oh, also it's going to be coming out on a weekly basis, just like GM Intrusions. And the Obsidian Monolith episodes are bonus. So those will be additional episodes in addition to the regular show. Episode 2, I'm going to talk a little bit about me, specifically my role-playing experience, so that you can know where I'm coming from. I did this at the beginning of GM Intrusions, the first episode, and at the time, I thought that episode was a colossal failure and honestly considered not even releasing it. But I have had so many people tell me that they really enjoyed that episode and they really enjoyed hearing kind of, you know, my experience with role-playing games, if only because it so closely paralleled their own experience with role-playing games. So next episode, episode 2, I'm going to talk a little bit about how I got into the hobby, all the different games I've played and run, and kind of my experiences so far in the hobby. So thank you so much for listening to Game Master's Journey. I really appreciate it. And again, if you want to go check out the show notes, you can find those at starwalkerstudios.com. If you'd like to reach me by email, you can email me at gamemastersjourney@gmail.com. Please follow me on Google+. Just search for Lex Starwalker. And please follow me on Twitter at Lex Starwalker. The voicemail number again, 626-LEX-GMI-1. And yeah, that's all my stats. So I'm going to sign off, and I will be coming back at you very soon with episode 2 of Game Master's Journey.
This has been a Starwalker Studios production, your source for quality gaming and hobby podcasts.
This episode's music provided by Cloudwalker, Renfield, Tranceboy, and Ish. Please see the show notes for more details at starwalkerstudios.com/GameMaster's Journey.